Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. You know that feeling when you're about to take a leap, whether it's launching a new project, asking someone out on a date, or even just trying something new for the first time, and suddenly a little voice in your head whispers, "What if you fail?" That, my friends, is self-doubt rearing its ugly head. But guess what? You're not alone. We all wrestle with it every single day. The key isn't to banish self-doubt altogether, because let's be real, that's impossible, but to learn how to manage it, to use it as fuel instead of letting it cripple us. And that's what we're diving into today. Overcoming self-doubt with resilience. Think of resilience like a muscle. The more you flex it, the stronger it gets. So how do we build that fortitude? First, reframe your thoughts. Instead of seeing failure as the end of the world, view it as an opportunity to learn and grow. Every stumble is actually a stepping stone on the path to success. Remember that time you bombed a presentation at work or completely messed up that recipe you were trying? Did it ruin your life? Probably not. You probably learned something valuable from those experiences, didn't you? So next time self-doubt creeps in, ask yourself, what can I learn from this situation? Second, focus on what you can control. We can't control everything that happens to us. Life throws curveballs left and right, but we can control our reactions to those curveballs. Instead of dwelling on things outside your sphere of influence, channel your energy into actions that will move you forward. Take baby steps, celebrate small victories, and remember, progress, not perfection, is the goal. Third, surround yourself with positive influences. You know that saying, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with, that's true. Seek out individuals who inspire you, who believe in you, and who will encourage you to step outside your comfort zone. Avoid those energy vampires who constantly bring you down or feed your insecurities. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by people who lift you up. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're human, not a superhero. We all make mistakes, we all face challenges, and it's okay to feel vulnerable sometimes. Instead of beating yourself up over setbacks, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Remember, success is not a straight line, it's a winding road with its fair share of bumps and detours. So be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep moving forward. 5. Remember your why. Why are you doing what you're doing? What are your goals and aspirations? Keep that purpose at the forefront of your mind, especially when self-doubt tries to creep in. Connecting with your why can reignite your passion and fuel your determination. It's a powerful reminder of why you started this journey in the first place. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut, unsure whether to take that next step? You know, those moments when fear whispers louder than your dreams. That happened to me last year when I decided to start this podcast. I had all these ideas swirling around in my head, but doubt kept telling me, what if nobody listens? What if you're not good enough? What if it's just a colossal waste of time? But then I remembered something a mentor once told me. The only real failure is giving up on your dreams. So I took a deep breath, silenced those doubts, and hit the record button. And guess what? You're here listening, aren't you? That means someone out there values these conversations. And that, my friends, is what resilience is all about. Pushing through the fear, embracing the uncertainty, and taking action anyway. So remember, self-doubt will always be lurking in the shadows, but it doesn't have to define you. Choose to focus on your strengths, celebrate your progress, learn from your setbacks, and never stop believing in yourself. Because deep down, you are capable of incredible things. Now go out there, conquer those doubts, and make something amazing happen. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little boost of inspiration today. Until next time, keep that fortitude strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.